Part 1. Death of a Health Expert. On the evening of June 8, 1971, the Dick Cavett program ended in horror. Cavett, in panic, ran off the stage and into the crowd, asking the audience if anyone were medics. When the medics ran onto the stage, they kneeled and examined J.I. Rodale, who looked as ghostly as a candle, stated Cavett, and was lying on the floor. But it was too late, for Rodale died right in the middle of the show with the cameras rolling. The episode was never aired for obvious reasons, but Cavett still recounts his earlier minutes with Rodale on air that night. Cavett stated that he was extremely funny for half an hour, talking about health foods, and as a friendly gesture, he offered me some of his special asparagus boiled in urine. I think I said, anybody we know, while making a mental note to have him back.
I just have die on a talk show, but a health expert. He was Rodale of Rodale Press Prevention Magazine. Talked about health. He had said, I'm going to live to be 100, believe it or not.
Yet despite Rodale's confidence in his own health practices, the sudden death at 72 gave fuel to his critics. His emphasis on natural remedies were often met with resistance from people from organizations like the USDA. To them, Rodale's death, which they believed was so immediate, seemed to contradict his own claims about the benefits of clean living. If his methods truly worked, they argued, why had he collapsed so unexpectedly? But in fact, Rodale himself had a history of cardiovascular issues, which he may have underestimated in his belief that his practices would grant him longevity. For it was because of his bad health which resulted in him practicing organic farming, making him an icon in the organic food movement for years to come. Part 2. Rodale's contributions to the food movement. But let's rewind. While he died suddenly, he contributed greatly to the food movement, specifically the organic food movement. Born in New York on August 16, 1898 as Jerome Iving Cohen, but later changed his name Jerome Iving Rodale. He was turned down from the Army due to his drastic health issues, so he looked around for other work. Meanwhile, he formed Rodale Manufacturing with his brother in 1923. During that, Rodale also became intrigued with Sir Albert Howard, who was a botanist, and Bernard McFadden, who was considered the father of the exercise movement. Around the 1920s, the Depression started, which is when Rodale decided to move his business to a small town located in Pennsylvania called Emmaus. Emmaus is located about 30 minutes away from Lafayette College. This is when he decided to experiment with organic farming and soil health. The farm called Rodale Organic Gardening Experimental Farm was created in 1940. In 1942, Rodale took up his other interest, which was writing. He created his first magazine titled Organic Gardening, which later became Organic Farming. Later, he curated the Prevention Magazine, which highlighted his personal beliefs about vaccines. He stayed true to those beliefs even if critics called him a fraud. He was against doctors and science, believing that they were wrong. Also around this time was when Rachel Carson published Silent Spring, which gained popularity among people. In her book, Carson argued that pesticides, chemicals, and growth hormones should not be in your food. Rodale had very similar beliefs, which helped him gain a little bit of credibility on the organic farming side of things. J.I. Rodale even wrote an essay about organic farming. In his essay, he advocates for organic gardening as a sustainable practice that follows the laws of nature by replenishing soil with compost rather than chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and growth hormones. He argues that civilizations must maintain a connection to the land to thrive. He warns against the dangers of spraying chemical sprays, emphasizing that public health should take precedent over agricultural profits. He views organic farming as both a moral duty, pushing farmers to preserve soil fertility for future generations. Here is a short clip of Robert Rodale speaking about the Rodale Institute. Robert Rodale is J.I. Rodale's son. He was born in 1930, the same year that J.I. Rodale and his wife Anna moved from New York to Emmaus to start the farm. And Robert died on September 20th, 1990 in Russia.
Well, the Rodale Institute is a public nonprofit. It was started by my father in 1947 as a public foundation. Mm-hmm. It was originally called the Soil and Health Foundation. The purpose was to ask readers of Organic Gardening magazine for contributions to be used for research by universities in organic farming. Mm-hmm. And it was quite successful in getting contributions.
Part 3, his lasting legacy. Rodale's long-lasting legacy, created in 1947, is the Rodale Institute. The Rodale Institute has since then expanded to other areas in Pennsylvania, such as Kutztown in the Pocono Mountains, but also Iowa, Georgia, and Washington. The Institute is a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing organic agriculture through rigorous research, farmer training, and education. Their mission focuses on creating a resilient global food system that enhances human health and the environment by enabling farmers to adopt organic practices, thereby improving soil health and securing the global food supply. Over its many year-long history, the Institute has demonstrated that organic farming is both viable and essential for humanity's survival. They have participated in the longest-running farming systems trial, which focuses on the differences between organic and conventional farming. Their research focuses on pests, diseases, mitigating climate change, and growing nutrient-dense foods. Through this research, they found that organic farming improves the overall health of the soil. They also concluded that organic systems use 45% less energy and 40% less carbon emissions. The Institute also participates in training farmers, as the number of certified organic farmers today is still around 1%. They also strive to educate consumers about organic farming. They promote organic farming at all levels of farming, from the production to the consumer, which is very important if we want to keep the organic movement alive. Overall, Rodale emphasizes the vital connection between organic farming, soil health, and public well-being. While some of his health claims may be questionable, he raises an important point. Everyone should be conscious of what they consume, where it comes from, and how it's grown. Healthy soil leads to healthier food, which ultimately supports a healthier society. I want to leave you with an old saying, which goes, "You are what you eat."